In addition to the terrible death toll, people in Japan have another worry, as we mentioned earlier. There are alarming developments at a nuclear power facility. One of its reactors is having new troubles today. NPR science correspondent Nell Greenfield-Boyce is here to tell us more. And Nell, what's the latest?
Well, here's what we do know. Not a lot of information is coming out. All of the concern currently centers on three reactors at one nuclear power facility. That's the Fukushima Daiichi facility. It lost power to its cooling systems in the wake of the earthquake and tsunami, and so workers have been trying to get it under control for days now. Last night, reactor 3 had an explosion. You could see the white smoke coming out, and that's believed to be a hydrogen explosion. So not anything like a nuclear blast, but a buildup of hydrogen that then ignited. It follows an earlier hydrogen explosion at reactor 1.
Yeah, that's the one that we've seen. We've seen pictures of a square building with the roof blown off of it.
That's right. So seawater is being pumped into both of those reactors as a last-ditch effort to sort of cool them down. Shortly after the latest explosion, officials announced that reactor 2 had lost its cooling system as well, and seawater was being pumped into this reactor. They've been having some problems keeping the water levels up. The AP has reported that twice the fuel rods have been left completely exposed with no coolant around them. And when the fuel rods are exposed like that, that means they can heat up enough to start melting down.
And has there actually been a meltdown at that reactor or at the other two reactors?
Well, it's unknown because, you know, you can't get in there and actually take a look. It's possible for there to be just a partial meltdown. So that's when the coolant is lost around just part of the reactor core and it's exposed to air, and the fuel rods then get so hot that part of them start to melt. Officials previously had said that they were operating on the assumption that partial meltdowns for reactors 1 and 3 may have occurred. So now reactor 2 is of serious concern, and they're trying to get that one under control.
Well, if those are partial meltdowns, what is it? What is a complete meltdown?
Well, a complete meltdown would mean that the whole reactor core heated up and melted and became a lava-like mass at the bottom of its containment vessel. So all of these reactors are in steel containment vessels that are several inches thick, and then there's concrete around that. So far, reports have been that those vessels are intact. They're built to withstand things like those explosions in the reactor buildings and keep the radioactive material contained. But the worry is if they were to crack or to leak or something was to burn through, that would mean a much greater problem and the potential for the release of significant amounts of radioactivity.
And Nell, from what we know so far, how much radioactivity has actually been released from this nuclear power plant?
Again, we don't actually have a lot of information coming out at this point. The Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency said today that radioactive release has been limited, but it's still under investigation. The commander of the aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan wrote on his Facebook page that the carrier was moved further away from the area. That was just a precautionary measure after 17 of the ship's crew were exposed to a very low level of radiation as they operated near the nuclear plant.
That was described as the equivalent of, say, I saw a month's exposure to radiation, but not a serious threat to their health. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce on the latest news of the nuclear reactors in northeastern Japan.